The House will be in order. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle. And then we will read in bills before I go to my esteemed colleague from Harrison. Will the clerk read in bills?
House File 2236 by Losi, a bill for an act authorizing the establishment of entertainment areas within self-supporting municipal improvement districts, authorized the imposition of entertainment surcharges and making an appropriation.
First reading bills in our commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2237 by Wolf and Height, a bill for an act relating to communications by arrested persons and making penalties applicable.
First reading bills in our commitment amendment for the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2238 by Losi, a bill for an act relating to the unemployment benefit maximum duration amount and establishing a diminishing salary offset.
First reading bills in our commitment amendment for the Committee on Labor.
House File 2239 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the discovery of evidence in a criminal or post-conviction relief action involving victims of sexual abuse.
First reading bills in our commitment amendment placed on calendar. Now the Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and esteemed colleague from Butler. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I would ask that you recognize Representative Hine for House File 2128.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Hine, for opening remarks on House File 2128.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 2128 has been a bill that has been a long time coming. Some of us started way back about this time last year when the governor asked us to take a look at a renewable fuels bill. We spent a lot of time talking and visiting with stakeholders, and the current bill, I believe, has come a long way to address a lot of the concerns of those people. And while one of the first things I learned as a legislator is a lot of times we don't have that perfect bill, but when everybody is a little bit unhappy about it, it's probably pretty good legislation, and I think we've reached that point today. With Iowa's corn market, 40% of it goes into biofuels, so moving biofuels forward and standing up to let the rest of the country know that this is a good product and a good thing is huge for the Iowa ag economy. This bill allows E85 as a choice. It requires you to sell or at least allow the consumer the ability to purchase E85. You have every opportunity to sell any other kind of product that you want in the fuel industry, but you need to if your facility or your retail store is compatible to E85, offer that as one of the choices. Also in the bill, it creates a waiver process for the older stores to work through, and if they are not compatible with E85, they will be exempt. And some of the discussion was that we were going to put all these small mom and pop stores out of business. That was never the intent. And I think we have a good waiver process that will allow them to make the choice. They can either upgrade or they can apply for the waiver and continue selling the products that they're selling today. There's also a portion in along with that that we have a grant process that the renewable fuels grant process works through that allows you, it pays up to 70%, up to $50,000. If you apply or as you work through this waiver process, first of all, there's a tank part of the waiver. If the tanks are older than a certain date, you're automatically waivered out. The other part of the waiver is that if you get a petroleum, certified petroleum installer to give you an estimate, and the estimate comes up to roughly $72,000, $73,000, which is, the way they got to that number was, you can apply for the grant up to $50,000, 30%, over that $50,000 comes to, like I say, roughly $71,000 or $72,000. then you're exempt. There's some changes in the tax credits to further signify the biofuels update as we move this process forward. That kind of concludes my opening remarks, and Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
There are amendments. Will the clerk call up the First Amendment?
H8005 by Hine of Jones.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Hine, for opening remarks on Amendment H8005.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment came forth over a lot of discussion that has went on in the last week or two on what needed to maybe make the bill a little bit better, and we did a lot of compromising. One of the things that was brought up the other night was a question on if a marina that only had one tank and pumped E0, are they exempt? And we did, I actually thought they were exempt, but we went back, read the bill, and came to the conclusion that they were left out. So the first part of the amendment exempts marinas. The next part was actually brought by Representative Wolf in committee. She didn't believe that the appeal process was good enough, so we worked together and compromised and actually used most of her language. I wasn't willing to accept it that night, wanted to talk with Idols and the governor, but they actually thought it was a very good idea. So we worked there and took care of that. The other thing that was brought by one of the retail people was, why do we have to upgrade our tanks to E85 whenever we're specifically going to designate one tank as an E0 product or to be sold by E0? And there is a significant cost when you're putting in tanks to go from an E0 tank to an E85 tank. That made sense as long as the rest of the tanks were up to E85 standards and you wanted to designate one tank, the amendment allows that. And lastly, was another amendment or piece that was brought. A concern was is that there is a significant tax credit at the B20 range. That also is kind of the ceiling for a lot of the truck engines warranty. They want to be able to hit that B20, but they don't want to go over it. Currently, law says you got to be within 1%. They do that through sampling, and this amendment just allows Idols to come in, look at the books and the reports, and if the time period where you have brought in B100 and regular diesel fuel and blended them, if that falls below that 1%, then you're good to go, and I don't even think they will sample it according to the amendment. So that is my opening remarks on the amendment.
There's an amendment to the amendment. Will the clerk call up this amendment?
H8006 by Poston of Scott.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Poston, for opening remarks on amendment H8006 to H8005.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
Representative from Scott, ask unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there discussion on? Is there a discussion on amendment H8005? Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So, House Democrats, Iowa House Democrats, support renewable fuels. We always have, we always will, and we absolutely support Iowa's ethanol industry because we understand that so many Iowans, Iowa businesses, Iowa families, Iowa farmers, and just Iowa communities benefit from both the environmental benefits of more ethanol, and also from the economic development that the ethanol industry offers. So I was real excited to be assigned to this bill. Ethanol, renewable fuels, is important to my industry. However, when I got the bill, didn't have a whole lot of time to look through it, but what did jump out at me was the fact that the mechanism by which the bill holds harmless small fuel retailers in Iowa, like some of the small mom-and-pop gas stations in my district, and I'm sure in many of your districts, the bill absolutely attempts to do that by creating a waiver process. And it's complicated, but the point is, I appreciate the fact that the bill does recognize that ethanol is important, but so is making sure that Iowans who own and operate these smaller gas stations, who maybe done it all their life, who maybe are looking forward to handing it over to their kids, that they don't go bankrupt because of the government mandates created by the bill. And there are government mandates. So the point is, though, when I was discussing, we were going over the bill in caucus, and we didn't have a lot of time, but we realized that that mandate process, or the waiver process, had kind of a fundamental flaw in that, as written in the bill, it allows these small retail fuel operations, gives them the right to apply for a waiver, but even if they meet all the criteria set out in the bill and the criteria that's going to be created by rules, even if they satisfy that criteria under the bill without an amendment, they have no right to receive a waiver. It is discretionary with IDOLs. And I think we all remember the discussion maybe 12 years back about the difference between may, under the bill, unamended, IDOLs may award a waiver, and that means they also may not. And that wasn't good enough for House Democrats, because we want to be able to go back, and if we're going to tell businesses in our town that don't worry, you're going to be protected from being forced out of business or being forced to mortgage your house in order to comply with the mandates, that's not going to happen because of a waiver system. We want to make sure that that waiver system worked and that it actually did provide these Iowans with a meaningful opportunity to obtain some relief from the mandates in the bill. So, point is, in my opinion, this amendment does that. I really do appreciate the fact that Representative Hine and the governor's office and IDOLs were willing to give my suggestion, House Democrats' suggestion, a fair review, and are willing to run it. Because if they weren't, I think you'd have a lot more no votes than what you're going to have. So the point is, this amendment ensures that small fuel retailers not only have a right to apply for a waiver, but if they meet the criteria in the bill, they have a right to be granted a waiver. And if they apply for a waiver and they meet the criteria in their opinion, and for whatever reason, IDOLs decide they don't meet the criteria and they deny the waiver, because we've replaced the mays with shalls, that means that these Iowans have a meaningful right to appeal IDOL's decision. And then IDOL's is going to have to justify its denial, and people will have a right to explain why IDOL's is wrong. Which again, the bill is written, that's just not there. So, bottom line, this bill makes a bill that I very much wanted to support, couldn't, because it didn't protect small town retail fuel dealers. It makes it a bill that, with the amendment, it does do what it says it does. It does both expand the ethanol market here in Iowa, but it also does protect small towns, smaller fuel retailers. So I'm an enthusiastic yes on the amendment, and obviously once the amendment goes on, because I support renewable fuels, I support ethanol, I'm also recommending a yes on the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Hine for closing remarks on Amendment H-800. Representative Hine moves Amendment H-8005. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now on to discussion on House File 2128. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Jacoby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, since we're back on the bill and we like to give out thank yous, I want to thank President Joe Biden. I want to thank him for his commitment to renewable fuels. And I must admit, at the beginning of the process for House File 2128, I might have gotten a little pissed. I'm sorry, that's a banned word. I might have got a little angry. Partisan politics reared its ugly head from the very beginning of the subcommittee. But I'm glad to see that people in this chamber were able to get together, work out their differences, and do what's best for the state of Iowa. So in the midst of all the thank yous, again, I want to thank President Joe Biden and his commitment to renewable fuels.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I too rise in support of this bill. I come from a district in central northeast Iowa that has approximately five of Iowa, I think 42 plants, in my district or right next to my district. Ethanol is an industry that supports Iowa, and I'm glad to see that this bill has come up so that we can support an industry as a state legislature that supports our state in so much of a positive way. You know, yesterday I had two groups from my district come for the FFA, Future Farmers of America, which I'm sure many of you had the opportunity to meet with these young high school students who are looking to go into agriculture. And I explained that when I was in high school 30 years ago, I wanted to get into agriculture, I wanted to get into my family's business, but I didn't see a future at that time. I didn't see a future in agriculture. I didn't see a way that I could keep my family's business going in those times when corn prices were low and margins were tight for so many farmers right after the crisis in the 80s. But times have changed. And for those of us who work in agriculture, who understand the industry, that catalyst of change that has made agriculture vibrant again is the ethanol industry. It's things like biofuels. And so I know that this bill will have different impacts on different players in different districts across the state. But I can say for this rural legislature, I'm proud to support this bill. I'm proud to move the state forward and to move our agricultural-based economy forward. So thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, this suburban legislature. Hey. All right, I said suburban and he shut off my mic. It must be an ethanol debate. This suburban legislator is proud to also stand with Iowa farmers. And this has been quite a process. I think we all know what we're talking about. We've all had lots of conversations about this legislation. And I am just so proud that when Iowa's ethanol industry, when Iowa's farmers needed support, House Democrats were here for them. And I'm so proud to stand with so many of us today to support this bill. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dubuque, Representative Eisenhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. As a member of the Ways and Means Committee that originally entertained this bill, I always look forward to reading the in-depth, detailed fiscal notes on what we do, since our committee has tremendous responsibility in allocating resources that come to us from the people of Iowa. And I wanted to just note for the body's observation today that this is not only a bill that seeks the cooperation and assistance of motor fuel retailers in the state in maintaining and promoting the biofuels industry, there are also significant contributions by the taxpayers of Iowa. The fiscal notes indicate that the projected change in tax credit redemptions due to the extensions and expansions of the tax credits in the bill over 6 years will result in $182 million in additional tax subsidy going to this industry. So we need to thank the people of Iowa for doing that and for the commitment that we're making in their behalf as part of this bill. Secondly, I noted that the fiscal note said that over 8 years, the provisions of this bill will result in a reduction of $55.7 million in motor fuel tax receipts, which means that we will have over that time frame that much less than anticipated under current law to invest in our roads. So I think that's an additional reason we need to give credit to President Biden and the Federal Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that is bringing many more tens of millions of dollars to this state that will help us over the next few years fill in, and then some, the gap that we're creating with this bill. So I thank the Biden administration for his commitment to not only biofuels, but also for the transportation infrastructure that we so depend upon in a rural state like Iowa. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Hine, for closing remarks on House File 2128.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very first and foremost, I want to thank the governor for making this a priority not only this year but last year, and playing a huge part in helping both I and Senator Zumbaugh on the Senate side work through things. And I want to thank my caucus. They gave a lot of input, and this bill is, like I said, has come a long way from its conception a year ago. And I really want to appreciate, it means a lot to the people in agriculture. This is a huge deal as we promote ethanol throughout the world and the nation. Iowa is the number one leader in developing it, and this is a big deal where we're standing up and moving this forward. And so I'm proud that the House Republicans are moving this forward, and hopefully the Senate will pick it up and move it fairly rapidly and get it down to the governor's desk for signature as one of the first bills out of this session. So with that, I move House File 2128 and ask that it moves swiftly and gets a positive vote.
Gentleman from Jones moves bill be read for the last time and placed on his passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2128 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the renewable fuels, and including ethanol blend gasoline and biodiesel blended fuel used to power internal combustion engines, and provide for compliance requirements for promotional incentives that relate to establishing classifications and standards for renewable fuels, advertising and selling renewable fuels, sorting and dispensing renewable fuels, using state motor vehicles powered by renewable fuels, and tax credits and tax refunds related to renewable fuels, providing penalties and making penalties applicable, and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of passage, to vote aye. All those opposed, to vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Height votes aye. Jacobson votes aye. Seek votes aye. Meyer of Webster votes aye. Cisneros votes no. Jones votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 81. Those voting no, 10. Absent or not voting, 9. Bill having received constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 2128 to the Senate.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair, introduction of bills.
House File 2240 by Anderson and others, a bill for an act relating to the suspension of a person's driver's license for failure to pay court debt.
First reading of the bill is an overcommitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2241 by Anderson and others, a bill for an act related to the manufacturing, delivering, or possession of marijuana and the possession of drug paraphernalia and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is an overcommitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2242 by Bowden, a bill for an act related to the provision of law enforcement records to a registered victim.
First reading of the bill is an overcommitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2243 by McClintock and others, a bill for an act providing for membership and protection occupation under the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading bill is an overcommitment amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2244 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the campaign disclosure reports in non-election years.
First reading bill is an overcommitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2245 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act prohibiting certain health carriers from excluding certain out-of-pocket health care professionals from participating as providers via telehealth under the carrier's policy plan and contracts and including effective date and applicable provisions.
First reading bill is an overcommitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2246 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the provisional licenses of interns enrolled in the doctoral degree program in psychology.
First reading bill is an overcommitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2243 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the sale of native distilled spirits for the on-premise consumption by certain manufacturers of native wines.
First reading of the bill is an overcommitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2248 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the information to be provided by healthcare providers as part of the referral of a patient in an ambulatory surgical center and providing for licensed discipline.
First reading of the bill is an overcommitment amendment placed on calendar. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, good afternoon still, Mr. Speaker, not evening yet. At this point, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Thursday, February 3rd at 8:30 a.m.
You've all heard, is there further business to come before the House? Seeing none, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. House adjourned.